Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm Mark Webster, and this week's guest is Craig Wieland of Aim for Christ Ministries in Pennsylvania. His outreach ranges from the streets of Philadelphia to the poorest regions of Pakistan. He says his faith walk has been a roller coaster ride.
I didn't grow up in a Christian home. My aunt took me to church a few times when I was a kid, a little Lutheran church out in the country, and that was my only basic exposure, some Sunday school classes or whatever. By the time I was 12, I went through the whole catechism thing, and when we were all done, we took communion, and they told me I was a Christian. But by the time I was 13, 14, I'm stealing tobacco and drinking, so I'm addicted to tobacco and porn and everything in my mid-teens. There was no real change in my heart. And then in my mid-20s, I'm going through my first divorce after a little stint in the Army, and somebody sat down and went through the Romans Road with me, and I asked Jesus into my heart, and there was a change there. It was quick. I read the Bible hard for a few years, but like the seed that lands in thorns, the cares of this world choked out that faith, and I meandered along for the next 18 years. I still went to church. I looked a little better. I sounded a little better. Pretty much looked like everybody around me, but I was really building my kingdom. My faith was in me and myself and what I could do and my wife and my kids and my job and my 401k and all that thing were like my little idols, and then I go through another divorce. I'm in the beginning of this divorce, and I rode my motorcycle off the road at 120 mile an hour without a helmet on, and I lived. I was laying in a hospital. Somebody brought me my Bible. I started in Matthew. I made it as far as Matthew 7, and many will say to me, Lord, Lord, and I'm going to say, I never knew you. In that moment, I knew I'd been living a lie. Surrendered then in that hospital bed. That was basically the journey. Started doing missions with my church. I knew from the minute I started doing missions with my church going to Guatemala that this was a calling in my life. Retired a few years later from the prison system at 50. And my first 3 months after retirement, I drove a little pickup down to Guatemala, stayed down there for 3 months, looked down the barrel of a gun, like all kinds of things to just grow my faith. Like that was the biggest faith building experience of my life. Came back from there, bought a school bus and started running trips to Philadelphia. Just listen to their stories and let them know that we see them and share some hope with them as much as we can. I mean, there's ministries down there every day doing that for them. So for me, it became more about the people I took along from the church, getting the church out of the building instead of going to church on Sunday. We would go be the church on Sunday, put clothes on their back. When did I see you hungry and feed you? When did I see you naked and give you clothes? That's what it became for us.
Those mission trips often have just as big an impact on the people conducting them as they do on the people they're helping.
Oh, yeah. It worked for me in Guatemala. It was like a slap on the back of the head from Daddy. I was miserable. I'm going through a divorce. I have no money. My life is falling apart. And I go down there and I see all these people who are choosing between medicine and food for their kids. And yet somehow they have joy and faith that I never saw in the American church. It was just a wake-up call for me.
You've seen a lot.
Well, I was trying to see more. I believe there's a huge benefit to suffering and struggle. I'm going to Pakistan and it's hard. It's a hard place, the sights and the smells, and you're surrounded by 97% Muslims. But I believe there's joy and lessons to be learned in suffering.
Tell me a little bit more about what's going on in Pakistan.
So I hooked up with an organization called Missionary Ventures through the Christian Motorcycle Association. Went on my first mission trip to Colombia, and I'm like, man, this is what I'm already doing because I was doing motorcycles in India. Last year with Missionary Ventures, we put 6 motorcycles in Mozambique, 6 in India, 6 in Tanzania, 3 with Missionary Ventures in Pakistan. When I went to Pakistan, I mean, you hear about slavery, you read about it, you might watch a YouTube documentary or something on it, but man, I sit there in front of these kids, the service, we go to the brick kilns and we do a little church service, and the kids in front of me are bright-eyed and smiles, and you know, they're kids, they got lots of energy and life, and then you look at the teenagers, the young adults behind them, and that light's starting to fade, that joy is starting to fade, and by the time you see their parents sitting behind them, they're tired and they're distracted. They're working 14, 16 hours to make $3, $4, or $5 a day making bricks. And then by the time you get to the old people, their grandparents in the back, there's no life. There's no hope. They're just waiting to die. And it broke my heart. And I came home. I don't know nothing about starting a school, but all I can think of is those kids out there making bricks, no opportunity to go to school, prayed about it. I looked for other organizations doing it. Basically, I came up empty. So I got together with some friends and we raised a little bit of money and we're going to try and start a school and see how it goes. And one school might be 10 schools. Little mustard seed, little mustard, because I know nothing about a school. I got guys on the ground I hope I can trust, but I'm going to work with them and I'm going to trust God to help us and we'll see what happens. My goal is these kids learn to read so they can read their Bible, share their faith with their parents. And if that leads into a secondary trade school or something, then we've accomplished that. But if they do nothing else but learn how to read their Bible and be able to love the Lord their God, put that in their heart, then I accomplished what I need to accomplish.
Looking back at where you were and where you are now, what a journey.
And the sad part for me is the 18 years that I'll call it played Christian. I went through the motions, had all the right answers. Man, if I would have got this earlier, how much more could I have accomplished for the Lord?
That's Craig Wieland of Aim for Christ Ministries in Pennsylvania. His outreach ranges from the streets of Philadelphia to the poorest regions of Pakistan. Please join us again next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.